Hi, it's Karen Webster for payments.com, and I'm here today with Morgan Baird, who is Strategic Marketing Director for TSYS in Europe. Hey, Morgan, thanks for joining me today.
Great to be here, Karen.
So we're here to talk about a really exciting development, something that has been part of the U.S. market for a while, and that is cardholder alerts that is now traveling across the pond to Europe. Give us a little context, Morgan, with respect to the interest level and demand from issuers and their customers for this kind of service.
Sure. Karen, you know, similar to what we found in North America, the cardholders here in Europe really do want the ability to interact with their financial institutions kind of where, when, and how. And this is obviously going to, in the digital age, include the mobile phone and web. So alerts hold what's developing to be a bit of a wide appeal for consumers, particularly those that are digitally engaged, as they really do empower cardholders to get the information in real time, and that's using the preferred channel of communication. And that's, you know, not just our saying that, but when we actually went out and surveyed 1,000 cardholders in the UK and Germany, they told us very similar things. They ranked having an alert sent to their computer or mobile phone for things like each time a purchase is made as a very valuable card feature. Well over half of the respondents in the UK and Germany did so this year, and that was a substantial increase over the 2015 figures that we saw too. So we think there's a very strong consumer proposition there.
Yes, you and I chatted not that long ago about the results of that study, and I recall the alerts feature being very, very important. Let's dig into it a little bit. There are all kinds of alerts that issuers can push out to their cardholders, and as you and I chatted when we talked about your survey results, there's a limit and there's a fine line for what is considered helpful and what is considered intrusive and perhaps a little too much. How are you working with issuers to help them straddle that line and not really cross it?
Yeah, again, it's putting the consumers right at the front and center of the control of that whole scenario. So the ability for the cardholders to let their issuers know for what type of alerts they want to receive. If it's for fraud alerts only, fine. They can tick the box that says, yeah, send me things that we think might be suspicious. If it's more granular things for every single purchase being made or for purchases within certain merchant category codes or countries, etc., the cardholder will have the opportunity to dictate those preferences. Or there's also the more blanket variety that the issuer can set up in terms of the general push notifications as they see fit. So there's a balance between the cardholder being in direct control over all those preferences, and so long as it fits in with the strategic view of the issuer too.
So Morgan, what do you think is driving this? Is it because cardholders are fearful that their cards could be used fraudulently, so they want the alerts to check up on fraud, or are they just interested in getting more information to help them keep track of their spending?
It's both. You know, and we see a lot of the initial implementations of these newer technological developments often take place in the fraud realm. And you know, the idea that waiting for fraudulent transactions to be uncovered when the cardholder reviews the monthly statement is frankly problematic for the issuers. You know, we've seen research that shows that when a cardholder is the first one to discover fraud on their own, and often even exacerbated when it's much after the fact, that their trust level really does plummet, and that can jeopardize the wallet space and the share of the issuers. Conversely, if you can put the cardholders, kind of deputize them and get them in the fight against the fraud, they become much more of an active partner, and they see the relationship as just that, as a partnership in the battle against fraud. And so beyond the fraud, the idea that it's just convenient to have simple things like the balance inquiry at a fingertip, well, that's pretty straightforward.
The question I was debating with someone on this topic not long ago was the impact that these alerts have on what I think we all describe as friendly fraud. So kind of scamming the merchant when the merchandise has been legitimately purchased, but there's a claim that, oh, I never got it. Oh, this is really not mine. Is there any evidence aside from anecdotal to suggest that alerts do have an impact on that type of fraud?
Well, we're watching that space develop, and I don't have hard stats on that, but I think your intuition is exactly spot on, Karen. You know, it's going to be much more difficult for all but the hardened criminals to, you know, be able to say, no, you know, that wasn't me, particularly when they have the alerts that are sent to their mobile phone on their person the moment that that transaction occurs. So they have much less of a stand to make there when they say, that wasn't me. Then, of course, the next question is, well, why didn't you respond to the alert at that time? So I think there is a powerful moral suasion there at play.
So is this an opt-in service for consumers or an opt-out? And is there a regulatory requirement that makes it hard to opt-in consumers? In Europe, I know the regulations are different. The privacy and consumer laws are different than they are here in the U.S.
Sure. In London and in Brussels, you know, we have the CA and the EBC respectively, and they're very much concerned about customer outcomes and the idea that we need to simplify communications with the cardholders is front and center of the things that they're telling the issuers. But whether it's an opt-in or opt-out scenario very much depends on the issuer. Increasingly, we're finding that these will be opt-in, but again, that, you know, with the idea that the European market is indeed so varied, the country by country and the issuer by issuer scenarios will indeed vary as well. So it is still up at the end of the day, up to the issuer to decide that.
I would think, you know, just for the purpose of trying to provide cardholders with information that they say they want, you know, having them opt out, I know it's easier said than done, but that just seems to me to be such a consumer for their own protection friendly proposition that lots of other things you'd want to opt consumers into you couldn't, but this doesn't seem like anything but goodness from the consumer's perspective. Final question for you, what's involved in actually enabling your solution to the issuer? Is there an API or what's the integration like?
Well, this overall solution runs the gamut. So part of the things that we can offer is an end-to-end service where we can handle all of the integration and actually the communications via cardholder themselves, or we can parcel out some of the APIs as well. So there is a lot of flexibility in terms of how we can deliver the solution. And again, that's on an individual issuer by issuer basis. We can really help kind of optimize the whole solution set for the issuer at play.
Well, Morgan, thanks very much for giving us the insight into how you're approaching a very important topic, cardholder alerts for the clients of issuers throughout Europe, an understanding of how this can help issuers serve their customers better. Thanks very much for your time today.
Thank you, Karen. Always a pleasure.